It's the Chiefs pregame show, and it's opening day 2026. We're chatting with the manager, Roberto Espinoza, and Espy, opening day, always a fun feeling. What is the number one thing that makes you most excited about this group this year?
Larry, how are you? Well, it's a great group, very energetic, young group with a lot of talent. So that's them that excites me the most.
So it's about, what, 50 degrees outside? How many layers you got tonight?
Five. Five. It's not as bad as I was expecting. It's nice. Honestly, it's kind of nice. But that's me.
You know, so many of these players, you know, they just came up from playing in Florida. Sure, a lot of our guys have played in Peoria before, but for the players who have not played in the cold before, how do you advise them to deal with it?
Well, I always share with them and the same the story that I had with a previous coach. He saw me dealing with the weather, and he told me if I want to win championships, I need to know how to play in these conditions, because the World Series, if you want to play in the World Series, you have to learn how to play in these conditions. So I shared that story with him, and that's part of it. This is what it's for.
Tanner Franklin getting the start on the bump tonight. Draft pick last year, second rounder. Obviously, the velocity jumps off the page with him. What can we expect from him tonight?
He's a great kid, hard worker, really tough competitor. He's a guy that loves to compete. So you're going to see a tough guy to face. That's the kind of guy that you want in the clubhouse and you want on the mound every single day.
A lot of prospects on this team that we're going to be talking about throughout the season, especially in the early part. But Raniel Rodriguez jumps off the page with his power. But we talked yesterday about his talent behind the plate. How good is he at managing a pitching staff, being that he's only 19 years old?
Well, this is a minor leagues. We're at high A. We're not talking a final product. Obviously, like any other minor league at this level, he still got room to improve, and he got time to do it. So that's what he's here. He's doing here. This year, we got Wade Stiles, a former catcher, minor league catcher for us. So they got great experience to help him. So that's what he's for, too.
You know, one thing that we've talked about is the versatility of this roster. How much easier or maybe even harder does it make it to make out the lineup card every day when you've got so many different guys that can play all over the place?
Yeah, that is easier. It's easier. Because that provides exactly what the word is, versatility, to move everybody around the positioning around the field. So it's making it easier, and that's part also of the organization goal. So create that value into our players.
You know, we could sit here and name names off prospect lists and whatnot, but who's a guy that maybe is flown under the radar who had a good spring training?
We got a few guys that impressed me a lot during spring training. Today, you can see Jalen Flores at third base. You can see Kevin McGee at second base. You can see Josh Cross at first base. So you got Jose Suarez and the DH. So it's a bunch of guys that we're expecting a lot from them. And, yeah, they might not have that prospect title by their names, but they are good players. They are good.
A lot of good players. Espy, appreciate the time and best of luck.
All right, let's do this, Larry. Come on.
Let's do it.